Today's shiur is chus for Shalema for Shena Hinda Masdina, Nidra for Shalema, and having a operation later on tonight. The topic of elevators and Shabbos elevators, first we're going to talk about elevators, and then we're going to work our way over to Shabbos elevators, because really the problem really starts with the basic mechanics of how elevators work. So, when you go into elevator, a lot of things are going on. You walk into elevator, so there's as soon as you walk in, there's eyes to see you walk in. And we're not going to talk about this really tonight because it's a whole different topic, but there are different ways the eyes work. Some of them, when you walk by, as soon as you walk in, you're activating the timer to restart the timer for the 6 seconds it takes to close the door. So even if you're not getting in the way of the safety aspect of closing on you, you walk through the door, you're already activating something. So so some elevators work that way, some don't work that way. Some of them only work when it's closing. Then when you walk, then the eye gets activated. But let's assume for this year, we'd assume the walking through these eyes are a problem, which a pashtus is. So we're going to talk either about Shabbos elevators to take care of this problem, or walking together with a guy, together with him. That way you're not doing anything different because you're walking in. If you walk on together with the guy, and there's a guy there going to the same floor as you're going to. So, if the halacha is, if a guy does malacha for you, he can't be nana from the malacha. If he does malacha for himself, he's doing it for himself. So if the guy pushes the button, so you have no problem with the button being pushed, going to that floor, because he's doing it for himself. If he does it for you, then you have a bigger problem. You can't be nana from that malacha. So,
what do you have to do? You stand out
in front of
the
guy.
Wait to get on his floor.
So, get off that floor. Get off that floor. Then walk down and walk up, and learn lesson for next time. So the button's taken care of. So now there are two main problems with the elevator on Shabbos. One problem is the actual moving of the elevator. The other problem is the problem that always comes up of Chil Hashem Marasayin. And that problem is always going to be around in every situation. So most of the tshuvas talking about elevators are talking about old-fashioned elevators. They're working with hydraulic pumps, and they work from the bottom. They push the elevator up, and some of them are working with minimal amount of electricity, and it's a whole different, it pushes it up. So when you go on, you're making the thing work a little harder. Most elevators now, any elevator which is redone since the early 80s, is working with mostly with the pulley system. And with those elevators, there are three parts to the elevator, and this is important. One part of the elevator is the actual cab, the car you walk into. That's the part you see. Now, the part you don't see is a counterweight. The counterweight is usually, the way they set up elevators, is half the weight of the full capacity of the elevator. And then there's a third part of the actual machine, which is running the pulleys, and that's what makes it move. So, on the way up, if the car is less than half full, all the motor's doing is letting the counterweight fall, and then the elevator goes up. And going down, if it's more than half full, then it just the counterweight is letting it fall down. The motor's letting the pulley go down, and then the elevator go down. So all the motors needed to do is just to switch which way it's releasing.
So it senses how heavy it is, and then kicks in if it's.
So it senses if you go up or down. If you go up or down, now if the motor is needed, that's going to sense how the motors need to do more. That's going to sense how much weight is in the elevator.
So even though it's allowed to put down, it's regulating how.
Right. Yes. Exactly. So on the way up, so. If you ask most people where the problem would be more of a problem than Shabbos, so most people would say the way up is a bigger problem. And the fact is that the way up is a lot easier to deal with than the way down. The reason is because the way up, the elevator is working, it's using all its kaychas to get up. So now, it is using more power if some more people walk in. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that using more electricity is not a problem. Creating a new electricity to happen has all the problems of electricity will fall in. If it's a bayna, if it's a maver, any other problem, but you're creating a new thing. If it's working anyways, making it work more, Shlomo Zalman says no problem. Oh, it's a chalik, we get there soon, but Shlomo Zalman says that's why going up and not be an issue. Going down is more of a problem. Why? Because if the elevator is more than half full, so now what's going on is the motor is letting the car fall. Now it's using electricity to that to happen. There's a lot of weight in the elevator, so where's that electricity going? So on the newer elevators, they have, you told me before, they have a scale, and it's telling the machine how much electricity is needed for this, and it's mashar how much it needs, and that's how much it uses. But in the older one, didn't have this. What happens is the elevator is the motor is letting the car fall. That extra electricity is going somewhere. It has to go somewhere. It's not going to go nowhere. It has to go somewhere. So in the old, in the older tshuvas, they're talking about a mitzias of elevator that when you go down, there are switches being pushed from the power of going down, and that's causing electricity to happen. It's pretty. If you look in how old elevators worked, there's a whole board of switches, and you see like a lot going on that board. But the newer ones don't have that, and the way the newer ones work is, so if you have it between the old and the new, then you should be fine. You didn't have this. Didn't have that. Can have this issue, but. You have to. You're looking at the regular building. They're not telling you what year it was built. They're not telling you the mechanics of how it was built. So you have to assume that you have a problem. So, first of all, where's the electricity going? So, either most electricity gets regenerated into the building, There was a point where it just went into the ear and it made the whole room hot, and the problem was a lot of waste electricity made the room hot. They came out with a system, had to regenerate the electricity, goes right back into the building again. And actually found in Twin Towers during peak time of around 5 o'clock, the lights in the building were actually brighter because of all the there was more power coming from the elevators, which were full. So who said, when you walk into the elevator, so now your weight is causing that to happen. So who said your weight is called a maisa? Maybe I'm walking and nothing's happening. So there are a few riots that your weight of a person is called you doing it. One of the is Mar Baba Kama that says that if someone sits down on the bench and he's the fifth person sits down on the bench and it breaks because of him, is called a mazik. So Shlomo Zalman has another riot, which is on the paper, and Shlomo Zalman says that the raya from Tosfos, look at Tosfos, the privacy raya for carrot, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says the raya is the other way. The Tosfos says that if someone gets pushed on top of a child and kills the child because he was pushed, he didn't do any maisa, he just his weight killed the person. So Tosfos says, you're called a ritzach, so you're not yarv al yarv for that, but you're called a ritzach. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, vaistis, your weight is considered a maisa. So walk onto the elevator, if you're causing this whole thing to happen, that you're making the electricity get regenerated into the building, either you're going to use for the elevator itself, for the fan, for the lights, or anything like that, or further into the building, your weight is causing that electricity to be caused to happen. So, the most you could say it is a grumma. The problem is the grumma on Shabbos, it's not a psik ratio, because you don't know, and it's not, you don't know how much electricity is being used right now. It's not muchach that's going to happen. It's not muchach when you walk into the elevator that amount of electricity, you're the breaking point where that is going to, the motor is going to need less and it's going to cause more electricity in the building. So the problem is the grumman Shabbos is not mutter, it's aser. The Mishnah on the Kufchaf and Shabbos says that machlekes, if you want to put jugs of water in front of a fire, the fire is going to travel, it's going to break the jugs, and the fire is going to go out. Is that mutter? Machlekes? It would seem like for the Gemara, the Rabbanan say it's mutter. So you'd assume from the afternoon of the Gemara that a grumma for kivui and any other malacha would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch paskins it's mutter, but the Rama says, of dafka makam pseida. It's grumma mutter. So that's why, if you go to the Rama, then you're going to say that only makam pseida is a grama mutter. The Sharetzi and Hachzamta from Tavkaf Yidal that says that, that Ramah, there's no makar in the Gemara for that Ramah. It's coming from Mordechai, and that's why you could be makel for a chayla. You could makel makam say that for this for and you don't have to. You could be makel and do a malacha with the grama because that there's no makar from the Gemara for that Ramah. So. A grama, if it's now the grama is usher, so walking onto the elevator and making more electricity happen in the building, which should be usher. So for that reason, many poskim, Shevet Levi, Machzitzchak, Rashiv say, okay, elevators, you can't go in an elevator, because by going in an elevator, you're causing more electricity to happen. And they even argue in the first step of Shlomo Zalman, they say making more electricity happen is also a problem. So they say elevator is out of the question. Shlomo Zalman says there's not even a grama. He says that in order to be called a malacha for a grama has to be that my maisa is doing something different. If my maisa, nothing's changed because of my maisa, that's not even called a grama. So if you walk out, if you go on the elevator, you're causing more to happen. But no new light is turning on because of what I did. Nothing happened because of my maisa. The same thing's happening. Okay, so you're saving the building that you walk on the elevator, saving them a few bucks on electricity, they're not paying because you're on the elevator. But nothing new is happening because of what I did. And he brings many rights to such a site. I'm going to speak out two of them quickly. One of them is from a Kveger that brings down that says b'shem the Ritva that if someone comes in Shabbos and as mahapach the gecholim and he moves the coals, so he says pater. Why? Because the only reason why it's chayiv the Ritva says because makar of the bishul makes it happen faster. Shlomo Zalman says, why don't you say it? Because the reason why it's cooking now is because of this coal which I moved here. So he says, it must be that even though you moved here, but without you, it would have been here anyway. So the only reason why it can mechayev you because you made it go quicker, but not because it's here now because of you, because it would have been here anyway. Another way is if someone moves a bucket which has something growing in it that has a hole on the bottom, so it's growing from the ground. Someone takes that flower pot and moves it from one spot to another. So again, it's growing now because of where I put it. But you put it why? Because it would have grown anyway. It's over here or over here. It's the same thing. So nothing different has happened because of what I did. So Shlomo Zalman says, not even called a grama. So that's why, that's why he says, if it comes to the elevator, if it's going up, then up he says, no problem because more electricity is not considered not a malacha, no problem because it says more, it's not new. Going down, not even a grama. So Shlomo Zalman says, it comes to Shabbos elevator, it comes to anything any elevator that's moving is mutter. Other place can, again, chedek on that, because the chedek on both is the kudus. They say it is called a grama, and they say using more electricity is more of a problem. Now, the on a regular Shabbos elevator, never take that back, there is no such thing as a regular Shabbos elevator. Shabbos elevators, many of them are better than others. All of them are taking care of the problem with the eye on the door. That they're all taken care of, and they're all taken care of the fact they don't have to push buttons. Yeah. Shlomo Zalman has the tshuva. He writes about buses. He writes in Yom Tov Sheni to go on a bus. In Eretz Yisrael, you're chutzner, go on the bus and enjoy yourself. Yeah. I actually got offered a ride in the back of a garbage truck. I turned it down, but it could be the same thing. So the Shabbos elevator, it's for sure taking care of the eye, and it's for sure taking care of not pushing buttons. And so the way it usually works, it goes all the way up, just makes more sense. It goes all the way up, and then it goes down. And if you're on the top floor going down, you have a nice ride till you get down to the bottom. Now it also takes care of the weighing, the weight. It turns off that weighing mechanism. That way, the main Shabbos elevator, the most common thing is the Tzomis Shabbos elevator, which takes care of all this. There are ones that are less, they're done worse, obviously, but this is the main one that most places use, and they turn off that designed to turn off the weighing mechanism, which means when you go on, it's not measuring how much is needed.
So what happens if it's too heavy?
So it uses full power. He's full power regardless.
There's no weight.
There's no, right. They're costing them more. It's always, and even if the car's empty, it's using full knock. But the problem is not taken care of. It's not taken care of I mean, some, there is one that does, but most of them don't have it. They're taking care of this problem, they're regenerating. So if you're going to be chayuk on Shlomo Zalman and say that it's called a grama, then going up would be fine, but going down would be a problem, even if it's on a Shabbos mode, because many of them don't take care of this issue. So.
The weight issue doesn't take care of that. The weight mechanism doesn't take care of that.
No, because it's using the same amount of power, but the extra power is still being regenerated into the building. That's the regular Shabbos elevator. Now there's the other problem with going on Chil Hashem Mar Sayin, that whole discussion. So Rav Moshe, that's on the paper. Rav Moshe has two different categories, which he says if you're going on to the elevator and a guy is on there, so if he's going by himself, if he's going for himself, then the only problem is Chil Hashem. If a Machal Shabbos is going on there, then you can't be nana from his malacha. So Rav Moshe does talk about the issue of Chil Hashem Mar Sayin, the fact of using a regular elevator. Now, if you have a Shabbos elevator, it has a big sign on a Shabbos elevator that scares away any guy from ever going on that thing, so then there's no problem of Chil Hashem because everyone knows what's happening. And for this reason, Hankin, in his true writes, he writes that there's no reason to be machmer. The only reason why you're machmer is because you scare people by calling Yisuf Sharia. But besides that, there's no reason why to be machmer on elevators, because no problem Chil Hashem. There's a sign there. And he agrees to Shlomo Zalman and all his cheshbonos. So he says it's mutter. But again, if you're going to build, you have no way of knowing how it's working and how it's set up. So if you go up Shlomo Zalman, you're fine all the way. But if you don't go up Shlomo Zalman, then the way up, which is usually the problem anyway, is better than the way down.
Let's talk over this way down thing.
Huh?
Let's talk over to me this way down thing.